Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2551. Meal timing. Does it matter when you eat? By Nancy Clark of NancyClarkRD.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, your host. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is the podcast where I act as your very own personal narrator and read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online. And with that, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. Meal timing. Does it matter when you eat? By Nancy Clark of NancyClarkRD.com. Meals and snacking patterns have changed over the past 40 years. You have undoubtedly noticed that many of us are eating fewer calories from meals and more calories from snacks. As a result, I get questions from both athletes and non-athletes alike about how to best fuel their bodies. Should I stop eating after 8 p.m.? Which is better, to eat 3 or 6 meals a day? Does it really matter if I skip breakfast? Because meals can be a central part of our social life and busy training schedules can contribute to chaotic eating patterns, many athletes disregard the fact that food is more than just fuel. When and what you eat impacts your future health and today's performance. Food consumption affects the central clock in your brain. This clock controls circadian rhythms and impacts all aspects of metabolism, including how your organs function. Restricting daytime food and eating in chaotic patterns disrupts normal biological rhythms. The end result? Erratic meal timing can impact the development of cardiovascular disease, type 2 diabetes, and obesity. This article offers food for thought from the American Heart Association's scientific statement on meal timing and frequency, implications for cardiovascular disease prevention. The information is particularly important for athletes because training schedules can really upset standard meal times. Plus, most of us want to live a long and healthful life. Hence, we need to pay attention to meal timing, starting at an early age. Children and adolescents who skip meals have a higher risk of developing health issues, like a higher body mass index, more belly fat, and higher serum insulin and blood glucose levels. Not a good start for a long and healthy life. Parents, take note. Be responsible with family meals. Older athletes also want to stay healthy. Over the next 25 years, older Americans are expected to grow to 22% of the U.S. population. We need to outlive the diseases of aging. That starts with fueling wisely on a regular schedule and enjoying regular exercise. Breakfast. Is it really the most important meal of the day? If you define breakfast as eating 20 to 35% of your daily calories within 2 hours of waking, about 1/4 of U.S. adults do not eat breakfast. This drop in breakfast consumption over the past 40 years parallels the increase in obesity. Breakfast skippers tend to snack impulsively, think donuts, pastries, chips, and other fatty foods. They end up with poor quality diets, an increased risk of diabetes, heart disease, high blood pressure, and overweight and obesity. Eating a wholesome breakfast starts the day with performance-enhancing fuel at the right time for your body's engine. If you exercise in the morning, fuel up by having part of your breakfast before you work out and then enjoy the rest of the breakfast afterwards. This will help you get more out of your workout, improve recovery, and click with natural circadian rhythms. Meal frequency. Is it better to eat 1, 3, 6, 9, or 12 times a day? In terms of weight, eating 2,000 calories divided into 1, 3, 6, 9, or 12 meals doesn't change your body fatness. In a study where breakfast provided 54% of the day's calories and dinner only 11% of calories, or the reverse, the subjects, in this case women, had no differences in fat loss. Yet, in terms of cardiovascular health, the big breakfast led to significant reductions in metabolic risk factors and better blood glucose control. The bigger breakfast matched food intake to circadian rhythms that regulated metabolism. Athletes who skimp at breakfast commonly get too hungry and then devour way too many calories of ice cream and cookies. If they do this at night, when the body is poorly programmed to deal with an influx of sweets, they're paving their path to health issues. Hence, if you are eating a lot of calories at night, at least make them low in sugary foods to match the reduced insulin response in the evening. This is particularly important for shift workers who eat at odd hours during the night and tend to have a higher rate of heart disease. Should you stop eating after 8 p.m.? There's little question that late night eating is associated with obesity. Research with 239 U.S. adults who ate more than one-third of their calories in the evening had twice the risk of being obese. Among 60,000 Japanese adults, the combination of late-night eating plus skipping breakfast was associated with a greater risk of diabetes, heart disease, and obesity. A study with 2,200 U.S. middle-aged women reported each 10% increase in the number of calories eaten between 5 p.m. and midnight was associated with a 3% increase in C-reactive protein, which is a marker of inflammation. Inflammation is associated with diabetes, cardiovascular disease, and obesity. Wise athletes make a habit of eating the majority of their calories earlier in the day to curb evening eating. The best plan. Plan to eat intentionally. Failing to plan for meals can easily end up in missed meals, chaotic fueling patterns, and impaired health, to say nothing of reduced performance. If you struggle with getting your food act together, consult with a sports dietitian who will help you develop a winning food plan. Use the referral network at scandpg.org to find a local sports dietitian. Instead of holding off to have a big dinner, enjoy food when your body needs the fuel, when it is most active. If you worry you'll eat just as much at night if you eat more during the day and you'll get fat, think again. Be mindful before you eat and ask yourself, does my body actually need this fuel? Most active individuals can and should enjoy about 500 to 700 calories four times a day: breakfast, early lunch, second lunch, and dinner. To overcome the fear that this much food will make you fat, reframe your thoughts. You are simply moving calories in your pre- or post-dinner snacks into a substantial and wholesome second lunch, such as a peanut butter and honey sandwich or an apple with cheese and crackers. The purpose of this second lunch is to curb your evening appetite, refuel your muscles from your workout earlier in the day or fuel them for an after-work session, and align your food intake to your circadian rhythms. Give it a try. You just listened to the post titled, Meal Timing, Does It Matter When You Eat? By Nancy Clark of nancyclarkrd.com, and I'll be right back with my commentary. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I couldn't agree more with what today's author, Nancy, mentioned as the best plan, meaning planning your meals is one of the most powerful tools in your toolbox. Many studies have found that meal planning often leads to consuming more balanced, nutritious meals. I found meal planning to be a huge stress reliever. I dread the feeling of late afternoon creeping on and I still have no idea what I'm going to eat for dinner. So in my house, we plan meals for weekdays for an entire month. We leave the weekends open, but it also makes grocery shopping way easier when we have a plan. We know exactly what to buy and when. And an added bonus is that it makes it much less likely we'll end up wasting food. Now, I could go on about the benefits of meal planning, but I promise I'll stop here. I think we get the idea. Now, do you have to plan every weekday meal for an entire month like me? No, of course not. But even if we plan one or two meals each week, it helps. And who knows? You might even like it. All right, that's another edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for sharing this show with someone. I hope you're having a wonderful weekend, and I'll see you back here tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.